Harper Audio presents The Ramblers, a novel, by Aidan Donnelly Rowley, performed by Erica Sullivan. Sunday, November 24th, 2013. Cleo Eloise Marsh. If we expect to suffer, we are anxious. Charles Darwin, The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals. There is a grandeur in this view of life, with its several powers, having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one, and that, whilst this planet has gone cycling on according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been, and are being, evolved. Charles Darwin on the Origin of Species. New York. Best of New York, 2013. Best Stress Reliever, Birdwatching with Cleo Marsh. City stress getting to you? Be honest, of course it is. Wander over to Turtle Pond on Sundays at 9 a.m. for an invigorating amble through The Ramble with bird enthusiast Cleo Marsh. A curator in the Department of Ornithology at the American Museum of Natural History and an adjunct professor in evolutionary biology up at Columbia, Marsh has a knack for spotting theatrical avian displays and for communing with nature-seeking New Yorkers. Nota bene, forget the wilderness of online dating. Turns out a Central Park sojourn can lead to love. Marsh herself met her current amour, hotelier and Northern Irish import Henry Kildare, who will open his fifth boutique hotel, the Here Inn, on the Upper West Side this fall, after one of her walks. 12:03 a.m. People will see us. Cleo sits alone at the hotel bar. She traces her fingertip around the rim of her empty champagne flute and surveys the aftermath of the party. The lobby and bar are littered with wine glasses and crumpled cocktail napkins, evidence of exuberance and good cheer. Wooden skewers with clinging shreds of chicken satay are tucked here and there. A crimson scarf has been left behind on a velvet chair. Towers of plates wait to be whisked away. Henry's staffers dart about with a quiet efficiency, attacking the mess, transforming chaos back to order. All will be pristine in no time, and the herein will sparkle for the first guests, who will check into their new rooms in a matter of hours. Henry has done this 4 times before, and he swears this is the most fun part, when real people arrive toting their literal and metaphorical baggage. In the beveled mirror above the bar, Cleo catches a glimpse of herself and barely recognizes what she sees. The pin-straight hair, the dramatic eye makeup, now smudged, the twinkling silver dress. She crosses and uncrosses her legs on the leather bar stool, kicks off the brutal borrowed heels, massages some feeling back into her toes. For a sublime second, a sentence floats through her head unsolicited, an impossible thought. I am happy. Can this be? Is it too soon? It hasn't even been a year. She feels a smile take over her face, not one of the artificial fake-it-to-make-it smiles she's perfected over the years as a matter of survival, the smile she flashed so many times tonight in an abiding effort to pass muster, but a real-deal smile. Jet, the platinum-haired bartender, returns from hefting bags of empty bottles out back. A recent Juilliard grad, he harbors dreams of Broadway. I can't believe how quickly this place came together in the last month, Cleo says, looking around and taking it all in. It's all so perfectly Henry. The pressed tin ceiling, dark wood moldings, vintage chandeliers, and mosaic floor. There's a real Christmas tree with tiny white lights by the wood-burning fireplace, and the room smells of oak and pine. When I left town, it was still a construction zone.
The crew worked around the clock. You should have seen Mr. Kildare. He was right in there, screwing in light bulbs and drilling holes.
Well, that must have been a sight, she says, smiling at the image. Doesn't surprise me. Henry lives for the details.
That he does, Jet says, filling her glass reflexively.
Where were you, anyway?
South America, for work,
she says, stretching her arms to stifle a yawn. Jet seems intrigued, so she continues.
My department has a grant to study Andean hummingbirds.
Jet's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?